Moon was an ancient fossilized world. Its rocks hadn't changed for billions of years. Scientists were thrilled.
Basically, the surface of the moon kind of froze about roughly 3 billion years ago and preserved really the first 1.5 billion years of its history. The moon tells us very much about the early history of our solar system. It's probably one of the best recorders of the early history of our solar system.
This ancient fossil was a scientific gold mine. Because the moon was so well preserved, it meant scientists could finally answer the question that had come to obsess them. How was the moon formed? At the time, there were two competing theories. The first was that the moon and the Earth were formed at the same time, from the same cloud of dust and gas. The other theory was that the moon was originally nothing to do with the Earth, but was wandering alone in space until the Earth sucked it in with the power of its gravity. But the rocks themselves didn't seem to support either theory. They were different enough from rocks on Earth to make it unlikely that they were all formed at the same time. But they had enough similarities to make it equally unlikely that the moon was a completely foreign body. Eventually, scientists came up with a new theory that explained these strange rocks. It was a brutal tale. It takes us back 4 billion years to when the solar system was a young and volatile place. There were many planets and asteroids circling the sun. One of these was a young Earth, but there was also another young planet, a bit smaller. The two were on a collision course. Eventually, they crashed together. It was the biggest bang the solar system had ever seen. The impact was so massive that it spewed out millions of tons of molten rock and gases. As this debris circled the Earth, it came together, forming a separate body, our moon. When it first formed, the moon was 10 times closer to the Earth than it is today. So it appeared much bigger in the sky, and its gravitational pull was much stronger. But over time, it slowly drifted away from the Earth to its present position, about 250,000 miles away. And there, its orbit seemed to have stabilized. Its distance from Earth fixed for all time.